Title: FDA's second untitled letter of the year, an apparently tough choice between raising awareness and public safety for anaphylaxis drugs. Content: on July 17, 2024, but just recently posted to the Office of Prescription Drug Promotion, OPDP, of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, website, FDA issued its second untitled letter of the year to Kaleo Incorporated, Kaleo, over social media promotion of AUVIQ, epinephrine injection, USP. The social content was posted on the personal Instagram account of Brittany Mahomes, yes, that Mahomes. While the letter is splashy by virtue of its target and the message presented, the content, rationale, and findings by FDA are not surprising, linking to important safety information, ISI, alone is not enough, especially when the product is intended to treat a potentially life-threatening condition in children. FDA made a tough choice to go on the record against a message that looked like a public service announcement about recognizing anaphylaxis and talking to a doctor about your kid's health. Background in the letter: FDA describes how the AUVIQ FDA-approved labeling indications and usage section states that the product is indicated in the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis to stinging and biting insects, allergen immunotherapy, foods, drugs, diagnostic testing substances, and other allergens, as well as idiopathic anaphylaxis or exercise-induced anaphylaxis. AUVIQ is, moreover, intended for immediate administration in patients with increased anaphylactic risk, as well as those with a history of anaphylactic reactions. The section goes on to describe how these reactions occur, their hallmarks, and a reminder that AUVIQ is intended for immediate self-administration as emergency supportive therapy but is not a substitute for immediate medical care. FDA also describes, in just a few lines, the warnings and precautions of AUVIQ, including injection-related complications, serious infections at the injection site, allergic reactions associated with sulfite, and disease interactions. Finally, FDA underscores that common adverse reactions to systemically administered epinephrine include anxiety, apprehensiveness, restlessness, tremor, weakness, dizziness, sweating, palpitations, pallor, nausea and vomiting, headache, and respiratory difficulties. FDA analysis: FDA's core thesis for alleging that the social media post misbranded AUVIQ centered on the failure to reveal any material facts about safety of the product commensurate with the presentation of information about the product's benefits, which serves to provide context about the downsides, i.e., warnings, precautions, and side effects that can result from using the product. The promotional materials are available on OPDP's website and include both the Instagram post, i.e., the body text and acknowledgement of sponsorship, as well as the video embedded into the post. FDA focused on three simple statements from Mahomes. She has an infant and a toddler with severe food allergies, but implying that a reaction may not look how you think it should look. And after talking to a doctor, she was prescribed AUVIQ, the only epinephrine auto-injector out there for infants and toddlers. Super, video portion of post, AUVIQ is for life-threatening allergic emergencies. Super, video portion of post, S, hearing my experience with my child's severe allergic reaction to peanuts. Partnering with it, Avi underscore Q to help spread awareness about severe food allergies in young children and how to best respond. AUVIQ 0.1 mg is for infants and toddlers 16.5 to 33 pounds. Text portion of post, FDA acknowledged the total omission of risk information but did acknowledge that the post included the statement in the text portion that said, for important safety information, visit at avic_isi. However, ISI linking was not enough for FDA to mitigate the misleading impression created by the omission of risk information. Takeaways: FDA did not have to reach deep for inspiration in writing this letter. It is an old adage that you should not attempt to balance a claim, yes, including a mere statement of indication, with a link to ISI. Admittedly, FDA regulations on fair balance are not entirely clear, but the best practice is and always has been to add some safety information, even if it is a quick quip about the top warnings and/or precautions, or a brief recitation of the top common adverse events. And